So you've taken the assessment, the full assessment, and you have come out pretty even across the board. And relatively high scores, a lot of yeses, a lot of like, yeah, I do that, and I do this, and I definitely do this, and you can see yourself in at least four, maybe at least three, but usually four out of the five. Often there's one in there that is low, or you don't really see yourself in that, even though you may do some of those behaviors. Like team player is often not a big choice in someone that has this broader sort of placement in these. And so what this means is that your primary quality, your primary profile, is the charismatic leader. Now, it's important to understand that charismatic leaders are versatile to begin with. They have the highest energy. They're most likely to be actors and actresses. They're most likely to have the ability to come into a rapport with other people. Tony Robbins teaches about rapport, and of course, he's a super charismatic leader, and so he can literally talk like you, hold his body like you, very, very much imitate and mirror and match another person. And so in one situation, you can be, you know, totally together and up and focused and rule-oriented. Another situation, you're wild and partying and having a great time. Another situation, you're so soft and so loving and so sensual and needy. And then other situations, you're incredibly thoughtful and thinking, and but it tends to be either or other situations you're taking care of the family and you're supporting them and doing things with them. And so the team player, so each of the qualities that are out there, the knowledgeable achiever that just knows the rules and gets things done and doesn't take any, you know, doesn't waffle in what they're doing, or the charismatic leader, which is a high energy, do anything, go anywhere, you know, climb anything type of a person, or the emotional intelligence specialist who's deeply feeling and overwhelmed often by life, or even possibly depressed and down and feeling like you just can't go out and battle the world one more day, or a team player where you are sort of the mother bear, or you're that person who's like, I take care of everybody, I've got everybody's back. And oftentimes you may feel like other people don't have your back, just like a team player would. It's like I'm doing everything for everybody else. And so you'll do that. And then other times, you'll find yourself, you may find yourself being incredibly in your head and spinning and worrying about things and spinning in your head and panicking and having anxiety. So all of those are possible. But the tendency, in just as you think about all of those five qualities of the charismatic leader, you will have one that you'll tend not to go to at all. It'll just be like, I never go to the thinker. Those, people out of their body, crazy. I never, no time for those people. Or no way I'm a team player. I'm not going to be a slave to anybody. Never. I will do all the other ones. But never that. The charismatic leader will always have a strong emotional quality. There's always this piece where there's underneath the tough, even if there's a strong knowledgeable achiever, underneath that there's this sort of feeling like, oh, I've got this real soft, sort of sensitive place that I try to hide from people, but it's always there. The difference between a knowledgeable achiever who can actually navigate all of the other profile qualities. The knowledgeable achiever can do it, but they do it in a very structured way. It's always knowledgeable achiever. Whereas the charismatic leader can actually, if you have all of those, you are actually a method actor. When a method actor is someone who doesn't play a role and think about it and process it and say, well, this is how I'll do this role. They have to become the person that's in that role. And so it's very important that you understand that you may actually be a different person with everybody you know. in every situation. You may be at work and you're one person, and you come home and you're another person, and then you're playing with your children and you're another person, you go out with your friends, you're another person. And now, this is true of all of us. We all have an ability to compartmentalize our lives. But for the charismatic leader, your blood chemistry may actually change. You are actually becoming a different person in each situation because you are a bit of a chameleon. And what we call this in healing work and is a shapeshifter. You are a person who is capable of, in a very short period of time, shifting from one entire sense of being, of who I am, to another one. Just very quickly, just sort of snapping from one to another. And if you've been doing this your whole life, if you're angry, rageful, and then you know, somebody else walks in, you're like, oh, and you're able to just go whoop and flip out of that one and into the other one, or realize, oh, I need to take care of this person or that person. You know, and you can go from battle to surrender to overwhelm to sort of stubborn to ecstatically happy to sensual and loving to inspiring to getting the job done the right way. If you can do all those things, you are a charismatic leader. And the qualities of the charismatic leader stand in all charismatic leaders, even though you can have the defense or the vows in each, you may have the vows in each one of those depending upon the situation. You vow to be overwhelmed and not share your feelings like an emotional intelligence specialist. You may vow to always put family first and sacrifice yourself for family and not have any needs at all. It's like, I won't have any, I'm always gonna be for them. And there can be that vow of the team player. Or you may have the vow of the knowledgeable achiever to have to be perfect, to hide your crazy side, to hide the highly emotional qualities in you and just get the job done. And you vow to that what I do is who I am. And if I'm successful in what I do, I'm a successful person. And if I'm not successful in what I do, I am not a successful person. I'm a loser. And so you may use some of those vows. You'll also have the charismatic leader vow, which is the vow, or when they're in force or defense, to not trust, to feel betrayed, to say, I will never be controlled by anybody. Nobody can tell me what to do. I will fight to the end. For something I believe. There's a sort of like a sense of I can't lose. I can't let go. You know, I can't. There's a part of you that has a vow for the charismatic leader. Vow. There's a vow to always lead at some basic level, or make a vow to never lead. I'll never do that. Why would I ever want to do that? I would just be crazy. And so it tends to go either way. So there's a highly volatile sort of sense of I can't trust other people. I really don't trust myself because I know that I'm a chameleon. And so there's like a vow that says control people, convince them, use your charisma, use your charm, use your inspiration to get them to follow you your way. When you're in defense, but when you own this amazing chameleon-like and shape-shifting quality, and you own that's what you are, you will also own that just by listening to all of these things, you're going to be saying, "Great, I beat your test. I'm none of them. I'm none of those." But the truth is that you aren't. You're a charismatic leader. You're all of them, But there's a sense of in you, especially because you are have been shifting your whole life to fit situations and not be seen as the leader that you are, not be seen as truly the person that has this huge desire to inspire other people. Now, when you own this quality, when you own this amazing transformative quality, you can be a spectacular leader because It won't matter who walks in your door. Let's say you run a big business, or let's say you're a politician. Let's say you are a person who Joe Public walks in the door every day, and you have to deal with different committees and different groups and different things. And every person that walks in, you can make them feel at home, not out of some manipulative scheme to get them, but literally to be their leader. And to be their leader, you have to be able to have empathy for them. How do you have empathy for somebody? You literally can walk in their shoes. They walk in the door and you can sense this presence that they hold, and you can actually feel that in your body. And as a warrior, of course, you use that against a person. You find the chink in their armor. You can immediately see that they are after something that you can't give them, or that you don't want to give them, or they're trying to manipulate you into doing something, voting a certain way or doing something. And you can, in defense, you can then, you know, immediately call them on it, and you know, and go on the attack. Or in defense, you can actually let them sort of know that that's what they're after, but also show them that there's a win-win. Show them that there's this ability for your position, which you will often carry positions. You will rarely ever play down. You may self-sabotage when you're in defense and not do and sort of hold back, but rarely are you ever going to put yourself in a position that you are not somehow have dominion over your life, over the things that you choose. And so you will rise to the top in businesses. You will rise to the top in any sort of political organization or organization. You will need to be at the top. And other people will see you as that charismatic person that they want at the top. They want representing them. Or you will go completely the other way. And you will deny that anybody cares about you. You will feel betrayed by people. You will never trust people. You will isolate yourself and shift from thing to thing, or move from town to town, or change jobs every 2 to 3 years. Very common for especially the shapeshifter charismatic leader, but common in all charismatic leaders, is this sense that I go into a job, I figure it out, I do it better than they do, and after 3 years I'm bored and I got to get out of here because these people don't know what they're doing and I ought to be running this business. Or you come in and you take over the job, but then you still leave because it's like you're constantly looking for some cause to champion, something in your life that inspires you. And by not knowing that that's what you're doing, what happens is that you end up going into situations and sort of taking them over, trying to once again feel, is this who I am? Is this who I am? Is this what I do? And you may have had jobs that ranged, you know, from service jobs to leadership jobs to working for the Peace Corps, for going into the Army. I mean, you have probably done a ton of different things if you have this quality. If you haven't, if you've always sort of held yourself back, this is the time for you to really take a look and see that you have got both the inner sort of need to be special, which is a huge charismatic leader trait. There's a quality of narcissism that is essential in all leaders. All leaders have to know, it's me, it's up to me, and I'm the one who was called to this life to make this happen. Very important element, and that's not narcissism, that's altruism. And so the opposite side of narcissism, which is when you're in defense, where it's just like, screw everybody else, I'm just doing it my way, I'm never gonna listen to people because they're wrong and they're jerks, and they always abuse me, or they always take advantage of me. Every time I try something, I always get abandoned or betrayed, or I've betrayed myself. And maybe you took a big position somewhere, or you did something, or maybe in high school you chose to fight for something or do something, and it backfired, and everybody said, well, you know, how dare you do that? Why'd you do that? Or maybe your temper got too much. Or you blew up a relationship that you knew was the best thing for you, and you sort of feel like now you're broken. You feel like, I have to protect myself from doing that. I'm a person that can do damage in a relationship, and so it's important that that you see that you have all those skills, and all of you not only have all the skills and all the capacities, except for maybe one or two of them, that you just are like, yeah, screw that, I don't do that. But I guarantee, if you decided you wanted to do that, you could do it. Because being a shapeshifter means that you're here on the planet to do what needs to be done in any situation to inspire others out of their hell, out of their pain, out of their suffering, out of their being held down, being repressed. Your job is to find a way to take people, bring people out of repression. Now, this is true for all charismatic leaders, but yours is sort of very versatile. And what happens is, when we're talking about profiles like this, you will have this consistent voice in the back of your head that says, he doesn't know me, he doesn't get this, this isn't how it works. You know, these are, and this is one of your great traits, is that you are unwilling to be labeled. And at the same time, until you're willing to label yourself as a leader, as someone who is here and has to make a difference in the world, you may shift and dodge and duck and dive and not let people fully feel you, know you, and be in shorter term relationships. Maybe have multiple marriages, or many lovers, or friends that sort of you come in and out of relationship with them. That's very common when you're not in your power. When you're in your power, you realize that everybody that you meet, you can turn into an ally. You can turn them into a fan. You can turn them into someone who will support you and feel great about supporting your mission. So to sort of summarize what you need in your life is to recognize that you have the capacity to inspire any or all of the profiles, or you have the capacity to manipulate and control any or all of the profiles. And that gift and curse is the struggle you have in your life. But until you own and hold that you have the capacity to, in any situation, win an Academy Award. Any situation. Could be anything. Just how you talk to the clerk at the grocery store. You have the ability to charm them, to be strong with them, to convince them that somehow they absolutely need to give you that extra rebate that nobody else would get, because and you will convince them, and they will like, yeah, let me give you this other one too, because you have this ability to enter other people's worlds and really, really capture their attention. That's why these chameleon-like qualities are spectacular on stage. Every person that you see in the movies are charismatic leaders, and most of them are the shape-shifting charismatic leaders, because in one role you see them as someone who maybe they lose 80 pounds. So some of the guys who will. Kristen Bale loses 80 pounds to play, to play a drug addict, and literally 6 months later, he's gained, 85, 90 pounds, or 100 pounds, and he's Batman, and it's just, it's absolutely amazing. And literally, the shape-shifting charismatic leader, the broad-spectrum charismatic leader, is a person who, when you've decided, and you may have decided that I'm definitely a team player, well, you'll take on the stronger, denser, thicker sort of body of the team player, and you'll do that as long as if you're a mother or you're running a business where you've got to be tough and you've got to protect all of your staff. You build that energy up that way, but then you may shift to another. Element, or you go into another part of your life, another phase of your life, and shoot, your body shrinks down or grains up, And so your body tends to be very elastic. You tend to be very flexible when you have this. And so you're not only flexible emotionally and within your personalities, but you're also physically flexible, and you tend to have, you know, tend to have skin and body that will respond to you. So you can be a very good athlete. You can, if you set your mind to it. The issue of the charismatic leader, or should I say the enforcer quality of the charismatic leader, is that because you can naturally step into things easily, you tend not to work as hard as, say, the knowledgeable achievers at things. And so you are better than they are naturally, but they will go beyond you in their diligence and their willingness to develop their skills. Now, of course, since you have all the qualities, if you are to develop your discipline of the knowledgeable achiever in any area of your life, you can also be an incredible success, a success machine. And so what do you do? What do you do if you've got all this stuff? Well, first of all, surrendering to this idea that you are a charismatic leader is the first one. It's the truth of all the profiles. Until you're willing to see yourself in that energy and really recognize that it's been there since you were born, and you've always been charming people or battling with people or avoiding people or caretaking people and doing all of them all at once for your character and going through different phases of your life where you just took on that role and it was just who you were. It's just like, that's just who I am. And you didn't, and you couldn't feel the difference between, you know, there wasn't like, now I'm not a leader, and now I am a leader, and now I'm not important at all, or now I'm hiding, and now, so each of those elements for you was so real that it made you feel like that person. Whereas the other profiles really are only going to, they're really going to, you know, sort of sit with one, maybe two, maybe their top two, and say, you know, I really don't go outside of those, and I'm really this. This is what I really am. You will constantly be shifting back and forth between, and you have that skill not to avoid your life, not to hide, not to stay under the radar on things and not be seen. You have those skills because you're supposed to be seen in every situation. You're supposed to be an advocate when you need to be an advocate. You're supposed to be a warrior when you need to be a warrior. You're supposed to be a lover when you need to be a lover. You are supposed to be brilliant when you need to come up with an idea that nobody's come up with. And you're not going to spin about it as like a thinker. You're going to come up with something and just going to go with it. Because your job as a charismatic leader is going to be to have your feelings of the emotional intelligence specialist and act on them. Get the knowledge and see the big picture like the knowledgeable achiever and act on it. See your family that needs help and needs support and needs this and act on it. I think we did all of them. But each of the elements, each of the qualities, the super feeler, the thinker, and creative person, art. If you're drawn to art, you do it big. The team player, the helping. If that's what you're called to do, if you see it, you have to do it. And that's the part of being a leader. A leader is called to their life, but also has surrendered to their life. And one of the things when you have all of these qualities, you have a very difficult time surrendering to a higher power. And because the first higher power that you have to surrender to when you're a charismatic leader are other people. And people that you need to serve with your greatness, with your power, with your charisma. Eventually you do ascend to the top, but if you do it in defense, you are burning bridges along the way up there rather than the quality that you have is that everybody that you meet, you can turn into an ally, as I said, and that means that you, and politicians do this. If you walk in and you talk to a politician, you're like, after talking for 10 minutes, you're like, I want to support that person, and I will tell everybody that I meet what a great guy this guy is, or a wonderful, fantastic woman, and what a mission this person's on, because you are a mission by nature. And the key that you have to understand is that, of course, it's your mission. Even when your mission is to help a ton of people, it's always your mission. You're always in charge. You've got to be willing to die for what you're doing and go for it and live big. And if you've got all those qualities, you can do it because you have so much energy, so much ability. And you may have fallen into the poor me and feel overwhelmed, or you may have physical pain. And if you're having physical pain in your body, it's because you don't let yourself take action on your feelings. Whenever somebody, an emotional intelligence specialist, has a lot of pain in their body, charismatic leaders often have a lot of pain in their body, because you are called. And when you're called, you don't have the option of not going. And when you don't go and you abort that action, that aborted action ends up being pain in your body, because your body is like, it's being called to come into this resonance with the world, if just totally change and come into it and be present, be whatever you need to be to change the world and to inspire people. So you've got an awesome, awesome capacity to be an inspiration and be a leader in the world. That's why you're the charismatic leader. If you haven't embraced that till now, it's time. And you can study any of the other profiles and learn a lot about yourself, because you will play all those roles. But the bottom line is that you have got to find a mission, find a purpose, find a cause that you want to champion, whatever it is, big or small, and put all of your heart into it, all of your energy into it, all of your inspiration into it. That's when you're going to live your life purpose. So if you're not that, remember, you can take the test 2 more times, and I highly recommend that you do it. And you know, whichever ones of those you felt much stronger than as, see if it's true. This test this assessment is very accurate in the way you will talk to yourself and do things in the world. And so you may want to take it a couple more times and see how you come out. But if you consistently come out as a broad range of these qualities, just recognize that you've got a lot to do here on the planet. And it starts with dealing with what you're doing right now, finding your cause within it, and leading other people to be inspired by what they do as well. So enjoy.